Pádraig Lodge is here with It Says in the Papers.
The front page slot in The Herald is devoted to a story by Ken Foy that at least five aircraft were targeted in laser attacks as they came into land at Dublin Airport last Friday night. The pilots experienced an unpleasant impact on their eyesight for a number of minutes and were forced to take evasive action. The report states that the lasers are thought to have come from the Blanchardstown area. The Irish Examiner details how UCC is to return to Egypt ancient mummified human remains and associated artefacts, which it has had in its possession for nearly 100 years. Lengthy talks involving the college, the Egyptian embassy, the Department of Foreign Affairs and the National Museum of Ireland concluded with an agreement to repatriate the mummy to Cairo next year. According to financial accounts seen by the Irish Independent, Copperface Jack's nightclub sustained a cumulative revenue hit of €20.7 million during the 2 years of the pandemic. But on an upbeat note, the directors say they have now fully reopened and are looking forward to the future. Intercounty GAA players will be able to claim close to €5,000 per year under an increased mileage rate. That's the focus of a report by Pat Nolan in the Irish Daily Star. To Hell and Back is the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror as it gives front page space to refugees at the centre of the East Wall protests in Dublin. They spoke about their difficult journey to Ireland and their unhappiness at their office block lodgings. An €18.5 million social housing scheme is to be constructed on a vacant site in Dublin city centre under the first direct build social housing scheme in generations. Olivia Kelly in the Irish Times explains how, unlike the standard model, which has been in place for several decades, the scheme will not involve a developer, with voluntary housing association Circle instead hiring a builder to construct the apartments under a direct build contract. The death of a second St Patrick's College Dungannon pupil in the space of a week features on the front of the Irish News. Local councillor Denise Mullen is quoted as saying the deaths have put a real blanket of sorrow on the community. In the Belfast Telegraph, there's reaction to the decision to cut inactive Stormont Assembly members' pay from the start of the new year. A local education representative said it was shameful and offensive that the MLAs were still being paid. The Irish Sun poses the question, how low can they go? Alongside a front page photo of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and a report that the British royal family was in a state of sadness last night, with Prince William said to be feeling betrayed by his younger brother. Across the papers, there's coverage of the decision of music superstar Celine Dion to postpone her Dublin concerts and the rest of her European tour. The 54-year-old has been diagnosed with a rare, incurable neurological condition, which she says affects every aspect of her daily life. And there is, after all, room at the inn this Christmas for Daisy the donkey, Lily the goat and two cute little lambs. The Irish Daily Mail has a photo and a report on the live animal crib, which is up and running at St Stephen's Green.